They said, I did not know that this is what ASAP did. I didn't know that anybody would fight for physicians like you guys have been fighting for emergency physicians.
Welcome to the Built on Results podcast, a series of conversations about the issues, the advocacy, and the wins on behalf of emergency physicians. Dr. Ryan Stanton is president-elect of the American College of Emergency Physicians. He and others in ASAP's Kentucky chapter have spent the new year fighting to ensure physician leadership in emergency departments. Thanks to some hard work and a policy change approved at a recent ASAP board meeting, plans to allow non-emergency physicians to supervise emergency care in the state have been defeated for now. This is Episode 2, A Red Sign Should Mean Something.
What it boils down to is the emergency physicians, the American College of Emergency Physicians, should have the say, the voice, the final standard for how emergency departments should be staffed. Not the surgeons, not other specialties, nobody else within the House of Medicine, but emergency physicians. And the AMA backs that up. AMA supports and has a similar policy about supporting a physician in every emergency department. Theirs goes in that if there is determined to be someplace that is rural enough that it can't support a physician, that is up to the state medical society. Nobody else, not the hospital association, not the legislature, the state medical association should be able to make that determination if that is necessary and to give that waiver. And so now we have the American College of Emergency Physicians, the House of Emergency Medicine, and the American Medical Association all on the same page supporting this.
One of the tools you needed to win this fight was a change in ASAP policy. How long did it take you and Dr. Cirillo and others on the board to make that change?
For us, with our policy, it was slightly over a week. I believe the initial meeting was on a Tuesday. I believe we voted on it on a Tuesday, the following Tuesday. And so this all turned about in 1 week. And the amount of support that we've had from not only social media around the country, emergency physicians willing to communicate, the public willing to communicate, physician assistants and nurse practitioners willing to stand up and state that they supported the physician-led team. So it became very clear that this is not acceptable across the board. And then now, since then, we have actually completed a survey within Kentucky that shows similar results to others, that over 80% of those surveyed in Kentucky expect and want to be cared for by a physician in the emergency department, like direct care by a physician. The vast, vast majority of this public, when they see a red sign, they expect to see a physician or have a physician involved in their care. And that is our expectation as well as the American College of Emergency Physicians, is that red sign, emergency, truly means somebody with the skill sets that can manage an emergency.
Isn't this an example of how ASAP rallies together to respond to a crisis on behalf of its members?
This definitely could have spread. This was going to be the canary in the coal mine. If this passed, other states would likely follow, and we would see a full court press for nurse practitioner-based trauma centers. And if you say it's okay in level 4 trauma centers, then why not 3, 2, or 1? And we, as ASAP, stand for the fact that we should move forward in emergency medicine and emergency care. We should not move backwards. And so we took this, jumped into action, and ASAP gained members because of this. We had several emergency physicians that got involved, and the statement after leaving the Capitol, leaving Frankfurt, they said, I did not know that this is what ASAP did. I didn't know that anybody would fight for physicians like you guys have been fighting for emergency physicians. And so we have entire groups and physicians that are joining because they're seeing that ASAP truly is the boots on the ground fighting for emergency physicians, not only on the national level, but on the state level as well with active chapters. We're a small chapter. We are not a large chapter. As soon as that bill, Senate Bill 12, passed the Senate because it was bulldozed through, we went to the House leadership and they said that bill is dead. It is not going anywhere because we've heard from physicians and patients and leaders that this is not the right direction.
This isn't the only state where these issues have been raised. Are you hopeful that the Kentucky example will give people the inspiration and the tools needed to engage this concern in their own states?
Each state is unique and different. and some have very strong advocacy components already, but the majority of states are like mine, where they are small, we don't have the funds, we don't have the support to have our own lobbyist and program. And that's why ACEP's state advocacy is important for multiple reasons. One is mobilization. You know, when we would need information or data, Adam and his team would have it immediately available for us. It came within minutes. The packages, the summaries, the information from other states. And that's the most important thing to remember here, is that we are all fighting scope battles. Every state is dealing with some level of scope expansion, some greater than others. Even since this has happened, KSEP and our leadership has been able to provide the information to other states that are dealing with this as well, to say, here is what we're doing. Here's the content that we have. Put your name and state on it, and make it your own, and advocate together. Because even though our chapters are different, the big tent of ACEP allows us to organize and still be state-specific, but with national power and national influence and resources to help each of us fight these battles.
Thinking about this experience and others that you have in advocacy, what does all of it say or prove when it comes to ACEP advocacy? What does it say about that?
This proves that emergency physician voices matter, that people still trust the white coat, the MD, the DO, the training that has gone in, the specialty that we have become. And we are at that inflection point where we, as emergency physicians and board-certified emergency physicians, need to stand firm that this is a specialty. This is not primary care. This is not just something where we can be told what to do by everybody else. We truly are the specialty of the acute phase of care in America and beyond. And what this shows is that we can't sit idly by as physicians and expect somebody else to do the work. They want to hear from us. It doesn't make sense the way politics happen, but you know when they're paying attention and they hear you, that your physician voice and expertise and what we do for our patients, no matter if it's big city, academic, or the smallest emergency department in this country, what we do matters.
As we wrap up the conversation, what do members need to know about advocacy and the need to engage?
I think the most important thing here is to understand that being silent, being quiet, and expecting others to do the work allows scope expansion to happen, allows others to control the emergency medicine environment. And that is our environment. These are our patients, and we want to provide each one of them the best care that we possibly can. Your zip code should not determine your outcome, and where you choose to live shouldn't determine who you get to see. And that's what we want to do. We want to ensure the best care for every single person in this country, no matter where you live.
Every day from now until March 28th, we'll feature a different story about the work of ACEP and its chapters. We'll talk about advocacy wins and work still underway to make sure you can do your job. We kicked off the series yesterday. You can listen to that conversation and read more about the advocacy work happening in Kentucky using the links in the show notes. There's also a website, acep.org/results. You've been listening to the Built on Results podcast, a production of the American College of Emergency Physicians. We're back tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.